Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to Robot Underpants. This is Langley. I'm here with Starman Michael Gaines.
I will be directing the next Star Trek movie.
You might as well, no one else is. Also here, Cheesy G, Kathy Griffin.
I am pretty sure, Google, that my kid made all those in-app purchases, not me.
I'm pretty sure I just called you Kathy Griffin instead of Kathy Hopkins.
I've never gotten that at all.
Nope.
Except for yes.
I'm sure you didn't. Yep, I knew it was going to happen seriously. No, we are well into the Mad Max trailer time. I watched it about almost as many times as the Star Wars trailer.
Now, I haven't watched it that many times, but I've watched it a few, a good number.
It looks pretty good. That popped up today.
Pretty good. That's it. Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's like a big trip. I love those types of movies, so I'm kind of excited about that. And if it's as crazy as it looks.
It looks pretty epic. The trailer was very epic.
Are those cutscenes going to be as... Are they just making the trailer look as crazy as that? And then everything just kind of... Bleh? So.
It's possible. It's very epic opera something song going on there. I do like that it's directed by the same guy and written by the same guy. Of course, we've seen that fail with Star Wars stuff before.
Yeah.
But
it will be interesting
to see if people, actually know how to make movies and remember how they made the first ones that were so good and make, new ones that are just as good.
Yeah. So that's what JJ is apparently doing with Star Wars, is that he's trying to cut down on the amount of CGI and make it look real.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm just thinking about, well, of course Star Wars, but also like Indiana Jones, when they went to make a new one, it was like they forgot how they did the first one.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. you're absolutely right.
How do I movie?
Yeah, how do I make movie that people like? When, I don't know. I don't do that anymore. I mean, to be honest, what, George Lucas make any movies between Star Wars and Star Wars?
He makes train wrecks. That's about it.
I don't know. Did it? I mean, he did. Well, he produced a bunch of stuff. He produced a bunch of good stuff. He did. He worked. He was part of Labyrinth, and he was part of Howard the Duck.
Howard Duck.
We've had so many Howard the Duck conversations.
Please not talk about that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mike can't stand this, and we've had so many episodes of this show that have gone out with Howard the Duck playing. In the background that you don't even know. I don't even know.
I know.
Mike keeps track because he runs
too many. There's your answer.
Enough is the answer.
And they're bringing Howard the Duck back. Oh wait, I'm talking about it. Never mind.
They're bringing him back. Into that.
They're bringing him back in comic form for sure. Yes. They're doing a series. Also, I read that. That the Star Wars comic that just came out is also doing very well. I think it's out. I haven't seen it, but...
No, it doesn't come out until January.
Oh, because I saw a thing that said they've already sold 1 million copies. Is it prequel or pre-sales or something?
Well, maybe there's something, but the actual Star Wars number one comes out in January 15th, and they project that it's going to sell, like, millions and millions of copies.
I see.
Ooh, right. It's going to sell like hotcakes, sir.
It's going to sell like Star Wars crap. There's a lot of
what a surprise.
It's like it's gonna make money or something.
They'll just keep, when I Kathy, you've probably seen when we were, if you were at any of the Comic Cons or anything, especially San Diego, there's like this whole section of Star Wars junk for sale, and it's just, it's everything. There's like the pet costumes, stuffed animals, like everything in the world. And I remember walking through there going, and I think about like Mike's complaints about saturation of Star Wars, and I'm like, yeah, pretty much.
And yet that stuff still sells. I just wonder if this kind of stuff is still gonna sell past like the next generation. Because a lot of people buy stuff because they watched it as a kid. Now we're getting a little older. I'm not buying all that crap like I used to. I used to buy a ton of stuff. I used to have crates of this stuff. Now I sold it all at cons, and I don't have much anymore because I don't need it. What am I going to do with it?
I mean, when you talk about generations, you mean like your kids? Are they interested?
my oldest is, my youngest isn't. But I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about, like, yeah, are they going to grow up wanting to buy Star Wars stuff? Like, my oldest, she has a shirt that says, I love Star Wars. And that's it.
A picture of the Enterprise?
No. No, the heart is a Death Star.
Hard shot first, guys.
Yeah. But is anybody going to care past that? So that's why I have a feeling that this next movie has got to do really well, or else it's just going to fade off and do Neverland.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what kind of crowd or numbers or anything that the cartoons are getting. I don't watch those. I don't have an interest in those, but I'm thinking that people are. I'm like, my cousin, for example, he's like a year younger than I am, and he's super into Star Wars the way I am. You know, that's what we grew up with. That was the stuff. And he has a kid that's like 5, and this kid loves the Clone Wars and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think that might be the way that they keep people, you know. By the way, did you like the new backdrop for the Star Wars show?
I noticed.
Love it. You guys.
StarWarsShow.com.
I'm pretty sure people still buy stuff. I mean, okay, for example, and this isn't Star Wars, I have an Ewok hood somewhere, I'm not even kidding, that I just bought for me and my son to share at different things. I'm probably going to wear it this weekend to a party. But so I have one of those things. And then if I can even buy dumb stuff like a TARDIS laptop case and everything. I mean, I think that as long as it's perpetuated along to the chitlins and conventions happen, people are going to be buying stuff.
Oh, yeah. People will buy stuff. You know, yeah. It's funny. That just made me think of something else where, like, you know, parents that are into stuff, a lot of times their kids start to be in the same stuff. I mean, maybe not forever, but sometimes. I was at a ska show years ago. Not that many years ago, mind you. Just like, I don't know, maybe 3 years ago.
Day.
Yeah. Yeah, it was some kind of Skullapalooza or something. I don't know, some punny name that ska does. But it was like the Voodoo Glow Skulls were playing, and I remember listening to them when I was like maybe a year out of high school, which, so, I mean, you know, it's quite a while ago at this point, you know. And we went to the show, my buddy and I, who's a little bit younger than me, but not that much younger. And we're there, and there were all these 13-year-old, like 12, 13-year-old kids there. And they knew every word of these songs. And we're just like, what? And I, you know, talked to the parents who are our age now. And they're like, yeah, they found my record, my CDs, and we're just, you know, they like it. So they...
Yeah,
that's awesome. Indoctrinated. Like,
yeah, I guess. And I'm like, I guess the same way that I would grab my parents' Led Zeppelin albums and listen to those. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, they were there. Old. Mm-hmm. It was new to them, right? So
the Voodoo Glow Skulls and Mustard Plug are the new Led Zeppelin.
No. No.
Why would you say that? Why?
Well, in the context of this story I just told, yes. Okay. I did hear, speaking of Zeppelin, Zeppelin was one of the, made the list of worst child names this year. I think YOLO was another one.
What?
Yes.
I'm not surprised, really. No.
People are awful. People are awful to their kids when they name them.
That must be a fun setup for them.
People think they're naming their dog or something. You know, it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not like me naming my cat Batman or anything, or Squishy.
Well, don't do that.
But that's fine.
Don't name your kid Yoda.
Don't name your kid that. Yeah. Here's a dog. Let's see. Is this
or Moon Unit? You don't want to name
right.
Moon Unit.
You could. This is not the same list that I heard, but here's a couple of them from. This is from an August list. Of bad baby names. Girls was Treasure, T-R-E-J-U-R-E, Treasure. No. Ransom was one.
Okay.
Holding them ransom.
Bad boy names. Albino, number one. Worst baby name. Angel Jesus, all one word, was one.
Can you imagine being called that the first day of school?
Angel Jesus.
Heather Jesus here.
No, I hate when there's two Angel Jesuses in the same class, and then they have to like use their last initial.
I thought it was being original, guys. You know, the worst part is Angel Jesus is the dead Jesus. So,
yes, that's true.
You know,
there's a Furious was one. You name your kid Furious.
Wow.
And your other
you
kid
too
Fast and
Furious.
Yeah. Craven was another one, and unless your first name is Wes, don't do it.
Yes.
I don't know. That's not the list that I was initially talking about, but that was another one.
It's a good list.
I don't know where this, where the, I mean, YOLO, that doesn't surprise me at all. People mm-hmm. get drunk and make babies, and they get drunk and name them.
You know, they want YOLO, and that's how, you know, they're commemorating the conception, so.
Hashtag Jameson is somebody.
Oh, what?
But they didn't.
Like actual hashtag Jameson. That's
no, they
the name.
Spelled out hashtag.
Oh my god! I wonder if somebody named their kid hashtag that way. Like if your last name is Johnson, uh-huh. like hashtag Johnson.
This person is yeah. This is somebody. See now they're just this is from some website that just pulled screen grabs from like Facebook. So that doesn't necessarily mean they're real names.
True. You know.
This is not. This wasn't even one of the things we were going to talk about. This thing came. I don't know. Everybody I know is having babies or just had a baby or
yeah.
has a child somewhere.
Shoot, I just had a baby like friends, 10 years ago.
All my friends are mommies. Don't know where to go from here because well, I put myself in a spot.
Well, I guess, you know, if you want to look up how maybe your friends came up with someone's name, you could search for old Facebook posts.
So, oh, there's a good idea.
Yes, yes. Well, it's rolling out, so it's not available for everyone yet. It's going to just desktop and iPhone users first. So, sorry, Androids, you don't have an Android. But hey, I have a desktop, so it works. So, slowly it was just announced that they've been slowly putting it out. They have the Graph Search product thing, and you'll be able to find out, like when you go to the search thing, that shows, oh, you can also search your posts. So if you want to figure out when did I first talk about naming my baby Jameson,
you know, naming my baby
in my head. What time of the night was that happening?
Probably about 3:30 in the morning.
Yep, delirious about 57 hours of labor.
Around the same time I was advocating like this.
Around the same time the baby was conceived.
Yep.
That's right. Why? So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what pulls up from all that. And I don't want to go past 2 years ago because I don't want to know what I wrote on Facebook 2 years ago other than that time hop app thing.
I use Facebook so infrequently that it won't even matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like 2 years ago, I wasn't using Facebook very much. It goes back and forth with me. I use it a lot now, a lot more than I used to. I had my Google phase there for a bit and Twitter. But yeah, I mean, it seems like search is kind of, you know, no shit. Why did you not have this a long time ago?
Totally. And this thing is like, that's been great if you maybe have a friend who posts something and then unfortunately because of the way things post and how many people post a bajillion things at once. If you have a lot of friends posting stuff, crap, how do I find that one thing they talked about in this one spot? And all day long from a week ago.
I've even tried to find stuff that I posted and I can't find it. I mean, because also Facebook does this thing where it only shows you like your like highlighted or most popular or whatever things.
Yeah, they changed everything
the other
recently.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for something because it was like I sent a message. Well, not a message, but I'd like posted something to just like one person directly, and like somehow it came up a conversation like a month later, and I was like, man, I sent you like a thing like directly just to you on Facebook, and like I don't ever see that. I'm like, oh, go back to like it took like an hour to go back and find the dumb thing, whatever it was, when it was not even didn't even matter. But yeah, I mean, it's just it's like you know what would be great, a search.
And really recently, if I remember, because you used to be able to go through even on your own page. Or someone else's, and see all the posts that happened for a long time. And now you can see maybe a dozen posts. And that's it.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that have, of course, been most recently acted upon. And then you click even on the current year, it will show only a few of them. And it seems like the rest are lost in the ether somewhere. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, okay, you can actually resurrect some of those now. Which may be a bad thing. I don't know.
Well, they're there. Maybe it's a good thing you can go back and clean it up.
Truth. Yeah, it's like, oh crap, what was I talking about this thing at 2:30 in the morning?
No. Pour yourself a drink, take a day, and go back and start looking at that stuff. You're going to have to do it.
I wonder if anybody's going to look at that stuff and go, oh my god, I forgot about this.
Oh, I'm sure I have a lot of tweets that are like that, because I remember tweeting a lot when I would go out drinking in Denver.
Hey guys, remember when I said the really racist thing?
Yeah, remember it was funny, right? No, it wasn't. This was something else. I'll just throw this out there as a little tip, I guess. A lot of people bitch about Facebook's either like recent news or chronological lists, which are not truly chronological. It still doesn't show you everybody. Something I read and then ended up doing, and it's again like take an hour and just do it, and you might be happier you did it. I made a list. You know, you can make lists in Facebook. I made a list, put everybody that I'm friends with, took all my friends, put them in that list. Maybe except for like two that I just can't stand to read their posts. But
that would be me.
And then just it's just my stuff. It's just which is awful.
And mine are horrible.
No, yeah.
Basically,
Kathy and I are going to start our own group. It's going to be called Fuck Matt.
Yep.
You're gonna, it goes,
you're not invited. Well,
it's part of that podcast you guys are going to do.
Is that like a hot seat? It's just like our,
yeah. I know. Yeah, that's right. Kathy and I are going to be doing a weekly podcast called Fuck Matt.
But not a fun kind, no.
Not the kind where you both fuck me.
No, not that.
Check horse.
Thanks for clarifying. It's unbeknownst to me. I'm just.
No one was thinking it, guys.
It would be really weird if I didn't know about it and you were actually doing that.
They were so bad at it. I don't know.
Kathy comes over with her Bill Cosby impression, and now the next thing I know, what?
I'll be narrating the whole thing. It's like, here's Matt. We have no idea what's going to happen next.
He doesn't know what's going to happen.
I'm here up in the helicopter while Kathy is down there.
Far, far away.
We might have some jello pudding in a minute.
No, Bill Cosby. No, Rudy, help. Theo.
Pudding in your face. And
anyway, so the rest of it goes. The rest of the tip goes. That's just the tip.
Hey. Oh, okay.
You put all your friends into a list, you make a bookmark in your bookmarks bar, call it whatever, like all my posts or whatever. When you click on it, it shows everybody in real, like, chronological order, so you can see what's going on, okay. Not just, like, the people Facebook thinks you should watch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back to the Bill Cosby jokes. Oh, my God.
They always come back to the Bill Cosby.
The pudding pups! Rooney! Yes.
There's always room for the Cosby in your pants.
The beer in the pants. It's the worst. The show also does claim to make bad celebrity impressions, so we are doing fulfilling that part of the show.
Hey, speaking of bad celebrity impressions, did we talk about Peter Pan?
What?
No. Did we need to?
Peter Pan's a total celebrity, guys.
What? Oh, Christopher Walken.
I watched it for...
That Joe. For how long?
No. There were some reviews where people said that he looked like he was spacing out during some of it, and I totally agree. I just thought, like, when I saw that he was going to do Captain Hook, I thought, not sure he's the right person for the job. I love Christopher Walken.
Sounds great.
I just didn't think that he was right for that part, and after, like he would, I would watch him. He'd be sitting in his chair, like spacing out,
waiting on the checks. There,
it's a girl as a little boy. Wow,
I don't get it.
I am so confused, you guys.
He's flying someplace. To Michael Jackson's house. I don't get it. Champagne.
I kept this fairy in my ass.
For 10 years. Your father.
Keeping it
had
safe.
This Tinkerbell up his ass.
But when they clap their wings.
I don't remember who said it. Oh, what's her? No. Anna Kendrick. I saw it. She wrote a tweet. She's like, Tinkerbell makes a noise like an iPhone. These kids are still asleep. I'm not buying it. Absolutely true.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They did a spoof of that on Saturday Night Live this past week, and James Franco tried his best to do as Christopher Walken.
Right. Didn't work.
Nah, it wasn't great. It wasn't as good as ours. Obviously.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Can you do a James Franco impression?
No, I can't. So fair enough.
How about James Franco doing Chris Walken?
There you go. Try that.
I don't remember enough to be able to do it. I'm sorry.
Here we go. I'm gonna do it right now. I'm James Franco and I'm doing Christopher Walken. Bam.
Basically it was James Franco doing his normal voice, but breaking it up like this.
Mm-hmm.
So there. It was that one. It was basically that.
Perfect.
Yeah, we haven't done any Christopher Walken on this show in a long time, huh?
No, not in a while.
Seems like standard.
Does he have a Christmas album?
No, but you know who does?
Ooh.
Christopher Lee.
What? It's crazy, guys.
It's also like the third or fourth year in a row he's done it.
What's your theory on this?
That's amazing and awesome. Well,
that is amazing and awesome. He does a death metal Christmas. Like he does like two songs a year. Yeah, initially it was like mixed so badly I thought maybe someone was trying to fool him or did fool him. They kind of just said, hey, you know, go ahead and sing a Christmas song. Sing Jingle Bells, and we'll put out an album. And so he did, and then they like cut his vocals down into, you know, mixed it into a metal song. But then, you know, last year, the year after, he put out a couple of videos talking about the making of it and all that. So he's in on the joke. One of the best things of Christmas, I have to say, Christopher Lee, the guy who plays the evilest of the evil, horribly evil, in everything.
Yes.
I'm sure he's like, hey, fuck you, I'm 100 years old, I'm going to do whatever the hell I want at this point.
And the Sith is a legend.
Yes, and also the Sauron.
There you go.
Yes.
Or Saruman? I don't know. Whichever one it is.
Saruman.
Do we have new Hobbit yet? Did that happen?
New Hobbit week from tonight.
Got some.
Which I won't be able to see. Out. Everything's so busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to still watch Sauron. No, not Sauron.
Maug.
Yeah. I need to watch last year's because clearly I was so excited about that one.
Yeah. The Hobbit ones are not as exciting as the Lord of the Rings ones, I have to say.
No, they're much more lighthearted. I can't take them very seriously at all.
Visually fine, but
because of the singing dwarfs.
Well, it's the singing dwarfs, but also there's that one scene in the first movie where they're all doing the dishes and they're kicking the plates and everything like that. And I'm going,
yes,
that really took me out of the whole story.
It did a little bit. Yeah, that was kind of like that was almost as bad as the Jar Jar moment.
No, I appreciated more not so much that, but how frustrated he was with them. So like it kind of set the relationship between the two. Batches of them and everything, so like, oh yeah, he'll use dwarves and everything, just having a good old time, whatever, and they could maybe crack a joke, and he's so serious, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, the acting was totally fine. I agree, and I mean, I get it. Dwarves kind of, that's how they work. You know, you see later when they're fighting and they're throwing each other and stuff like that. Like, they all kind of work as one. To do stuff, so it made a little bit of sense. That didn't really bother me that much. It was some of the singing that it was like.
It's a whole different book, and I remember reading the book years ago when I was in high school. And there's a completely different feel between the Hobbit and the whole Lord of the Rings series.
And for sure.
No, Jackson did a good job of adapting the Hobbit, but it's just. People, I think, were going in expecting the same kind of epicness that they got out of Lord of the Rings and didn't get it. But at the same time, originally it was supposed to be two movies. They split it out to three, and I think it should be up to two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, maybe there'll be a special edition where it's only two.
True. They can sell that fan cut.
Maybe.
There's already like talk that they're going to do like the prequel, whatever that is, the Somalian.
Exactly that.
Somalian. I can't ever pronounce that.
I don't know how to say it either. Yeah.
But yeah, it's that. I don't really.
Good Samaritan. Well, they started off strong. They put the best ones out there, then they kind of go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine. I think, you know, they're going to keep doing them as long as they can, so they might as well. I know I like the movies. I like that they are all done the same way with the same people by the same director and all of that. I really hate when things get, you know, mixed up or 20 years later they can't get the same people in or whatever and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That
like I Mad Max
20 years. So we have a Mad Max trailer. No, you know what? I posted that and one person commented, that's not Mel Gibson, and she was Australian, so I gave her a little credit because she's Australian.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It looks pretty but good. We talked a little bit. Well, a little bit, but Australians kind of are.
No. I'm saying minimally racist because Mel Gibson.
Right. Nah, I think it looks pretty good. I do usually kind of when people do a reboot or a sequel that doesn't have the same people, I'm always a little about it going into it. But this looks pretty good. And I don't know if this is a reboot necessarily, is it?
No. All right, I did a little reading about this earlier today. This is the fourth movie that they tried to make a long, long time ago. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't shoot where they wanted to. I forgot the name of where it was. But then the Iraq War happened, and they couldn't film where they wanted. And then they were going to make it an animated series. And then this has been going on for like 15 years or so. This is not something that they cooked up like a month ago and filmed and it was done. I mean, this has been in the planning stages for a very, very long time. Yeah. So this is actually the fourth movie.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is Tina Turner in it?
Nope.
What has Tina Turner got to do with it? So.
Hey! I get what you did.
I made it funny.
You did.
Yeah.
I don't love her, so nothing. Yeah, it looks pretty good. Lots of explosions and sand.
Exploding. It's just the way it's shot. It looks amazing.
Well, yeah, like I said, it's the same guy who apparently didn't forget how to make Mad Max movies. He didn't get. To be fair, I would imagine he's also not as big as George Lucas.
So
on several levels. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm hoping that it's as good as the teaser looks and everything, and not just cut together perfectly to look as awesome as that.
I have a theory that it could be bad. Yeah, I guess. No, yeah, I think it's gonna be all right.
All right.
I think it's gonna be some good crazy scenes.
Here's what I read about it. If there's one specific thing about the style of the movie, is that it's built in such a way where he said that he wanted people in Japan to understand what was going on without subtitles. It's supposed to be very stylish and very low on dialogue. So
now it makes me feel like it's a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah. Well, not Michael Bay, but
no, that's okay.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
Or not.
That's an interesting method, I guess.
Yeah. Hold on.
I believe you. I have a theory that.
What's it? Rage Road? What's it called?
Fury Road. Mm-hmm. Holiday Road.
Holiday Road. Somebody needs to do that. Somebody needs to make a mashup vacation with Mad Max. Somebody please do that.
There's not enough syllables in Fury.
All right, here's paraphrasing Hitchcock. Miller said that he wanted the film to be understood in Japan without the use of subtitles. That's what was written.
I see. All right.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know, and the worst comes to worst, guys. I mean, worst comes to worst. If it doesn't turn out to be a decent movie, you could always download on Pirate Bay. Maybe.
If Pirate Bay is back up and running somewhere on their floating, flying servers that they always talked about getting, should have done it.
Yeah, they did for a while, but the thing is, it suddenly is all shut down. Like, you can go to piratebay.org, and it returns nothing now at all. Usually there would be, like, mirror sites that would come up or something. And
the piratebay.se was the last one I was able to get to.
Not that I was there. What? What?
I mean, sometimes I'm looking for royalty-free images or something sometimes.
I just heard from the less awesome people I know, whatever. No, like, yeah, they had very lax laws in Sweden, but apparently they're like, still no. So the police raided them for copyright infringement things and whatever else. And
finally got them, yeah, Swedish police.
After all this time, they're not actually doing the copyright infringing. They're just passing along the URL.
Napster.
That's still cracks me up after after all these years, people haven't learned. Well, not, I don't mean like the general public. I mean like the lawmakers still haven't figured out that, okay, maybe they're passing along the stuff. Maybe they're responsible for some of it, but they're not actually doing the copyright infringing. It's the people sharing this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, I still laugh, but, okay, remember back in the day when all we had were actual audio cassettes or VHS?
Yes.
And remember Metallica was really starting it going, and they were encouraging, that's how it started, they were encouraging people to share recordings of their audio cassettes, and that's how a lot of their fan base was created. And suddenly they're like, no, it's a bad thing because you're killing
money.
And I'd say, like, recording VHS and also later on DVD and audio stuff, that was how people got to share stuff when they couldn't necessarily just straight up buy it in the hopes that it was going to be any good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, I mean, I understand there's that fear that there's lost revenue and everything else, but sometimes that's really also the only way certain people can share at least that this thing exists in the first place.
There are always other places to go to get your stuff.
Well, never. I don't know where you're talking about.
Say where they are. But
although Easy TV
really
also is gone bye-bye now too, if I remember correctly.
But what is it?
Easy TV?
Mm-hmm. Easy TV, I had a couple friends that may or may not have been there, but
friends.
Acquaintances, great people I've maybe talked to. I'm sure. I'm not gonna name.
I have a few places I go to for things, and you know, this being such a massive show, if I say it, then they're probably gonna get shut down because you know, hundreds and millions of people are gonna rush over there. I mean, there's, they're the same type of thing though. They're aggregators. They don't host anything. You know, it's all. I mean, torrents are one thing. The other places that I often watch stuff are scrapers for, you know, hosting sites for, it's not Mega anymore, but, you know, there are other ones.
Yeah.
There are plenty of them.
You know what I could say? It's very similar to, okay, so imagine someone steals an object from someone, some sort of thing, like a car or whatever. Let's say a car. Someone steals a car, puts a bulletin at the grocery store about, hey, car for sale, guys, whatever. And someone buys that car. So not only does it turn out the car's stolen and they find the person who got sold the car and everything, but then they also shut down the grocery store because they have the bulletin up from all guys. Your guys.
Well, it's not even that. It's more like this. It's somebody steals a car. Someone else sees the car and goes, hey, there's a car. They put a thing up on the grocery store and then they shut down the grocery store as well as the guy who made the post.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Sometimes they do that. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, whoever stole it is probably long gone. So
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, there's I don't know.
Why? Still exists, by the way, why is Craigslist even still here? Technically, if I'm sure it's been tied to many illegal activities, which it has been. So why the hell is this other stuff actually still
murders? Yeah. Even yes,
yeah. Exactly.
People been murdered because of Craigslist. No, mm-hmm. I got some Craigslist stories for you. This past week I've been on Craigslist. Oh my god!
Yeah. What? Hold on.
No.
Gary, encounters are you?
No. Well, sometimes, but those are just hilarious. And sometimes I troll people on there, but I'm bored.
That's not a bad idea.
People that post the crazy stuff are like, all right, I'll reply. I had a whole fake account just to mess with people. Anyway, no, I was actually legitimately looking for a vehicle.
This week, Craigslist.
Yeah, that's a whole other show. We'll get a new backdrop.
He was looking for a quote-unquote drawer set, guys.
I was looking for some drawers. It was... I made a post on Facebook about the crazy experience. And it really was only a couple of days worth of, you know, looking for a vehicle pretty regularly and going to, you know, meet people and look at some things. Oh, my God.
Was it a white van with no windows?
It was a black van with no windows.
Oh, so it freaked me out. Or just like,
it was kind of a dirty white van, actually.
Yeah. Ah, the best kind. So. Dirty on the outside or inside? That matters. Just say.
Both.
Oh.
With some rusty carpet.
Oh. From all the hosing out.
No hosing out. If you get tetanus from a carpet, that's not a good carpet.
No.
Oh no!
Yes.
I hope no one gets any tetanus from your carpet, Kathy.
Not that I know of.
Yikes!
Yeah,
I mean, in 2 days I looked at like four vehicles. Three of the four people were at least 30 minutes late showing up to the time we talked about meeting, and I'm just like, you know. If you want to start the whole thing off by pissing me off, go for it. That's a good way to go. Like, even before I meet you, you show up late. There's no excuse for that. That's just, I don't, come on now.
You ain't got time for that.
I do. I do have time, but I don't, you know, it's just, if I'm going to make the effort, you can at least, I mean, look, I'll give you a few minutes either way, 5, maybe 10. 30 minutes is... I could have ordered a fucking pizza and had it delivered while I was waiting. That's a long time. Like, come on. The other things were just mostly came from like one specific guy that would just kind of creeped me out a bit. I mean, he had me meeting him in some weird muddy lot in a field where when I pulled in,
no witnesses.
Like these chickens came running up to the car and there were just like junk cars all over the place. Kind of dudes who looked like they were probably not legal Americans lurking around between the cars. There's a big fire like in the middle of it all. I don't know what they were burning. There's a couple goats off to the side. It was I'm like, oh,
your description is a Craigslist ad in itself.
Now question though, why did those chickens cross the road? Just saying.
I don't know, and I don't know why they were so flesh hungry because they came charging at me. That's all I have to say.
So
they were
get
not
me.
Scared. Yeah, they were feeding those chickens flesh, and they saw people. Mm-hmm. They wanted what they wanted. Yeah, and then it was just like, you know, one thing after another with the guy, and it just was like, oh, this is so weird and horrible and everything else. I don't know.
Well, what
most
was the,
I will say that
the goats.
What
was it? The chickens or the goats?
Were you man who stared at goats?
Did you have a bad experience?
Shut up.
No means no.
So, this weekend, fuck Matt. Kathy and I will be talking about Matt's attitude.
I would like to also be on that show.
Spirits.
You can be.
I've had a bad attitude, no doubt, for the past few days. So, fuck me. What?
I think it's the beer.
What is happening?
Yeah, what is happening?
I'm gonna go reincarnate as a woman. That's what I'm gonna do.
Who else might?
Okay. I'm just gonna shut up now.
What?
No, Mike, go on.
No.
Did you want my phone number now?
No.
Is that what you were gonna say?
No, something completely different.
Before I become a woman?
Completely different.
Get in early. Oh, yuck.
Oh, that's what she said.
What did he say? Anyway, Bob Orsi is not directing Star Trek 3 anymore.
Damn it.
Well, that's a different segue, but sure.
Looking forward to that. The script and the director are gone. Bob Orsi will still be around producing, but there's this huge campaign to get Jonathan Frakes to direct the next Star Trek movie. And look, first contact was pretty
Jonathan
bad.
Frakes of Transmorpher fame?
he did pretty decently with the Star Trek things here and there. So
I would say yes on that.
Yeah.
You've seen Transmorphers?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well,
did he direct that movie?
Well, you know, Peter Jackson also directed Meet the Feebles. So, I mean,
that's true.
I mean, great. That was a great movie.
True. Transmorphers. What is this?
No, that's not it. I don't know. Someone was telling me he was in this.
No, that's not what he did. This. Director Lee Scott. That's not what he did.
Yeah, it's not. Someone just told. What am I thinking of?
You're putting lies on the internet. That's not okay.
No.
Let's see. Director.
Let me think of something similar, right?
Oh, he directed The Librarians? Ooh, I did not know that. Falling Skies.
Oh.
He directed an episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I see that, yeah. No, that was a good episode, actually.
Ooh. I did not know that.
Well, who was lying to me about the fucking Transmorphers thing?
It clearly must be put down.
I don't know, but somebody's...
I know.
Sorry, just say. There's a bounty in the
head. All right, then, by all means, yes, get him to do that, then.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did like his work with the Star Trek stuff, so...
I've seen him in that.
Yeah. He did a thing. He entered rooms sideways and stuff. That was cool.
You know, 1952 was the first thing he did. That was a long time ago. After Days of Our Lives, he was on Fantasy Island, Charlie's Angels, Barnaby Jones, The Waltons.
1952, is that the year or is that the name of something? Is he that old?
No, that was the year. He is that old. Yeah. He was in, his first thing was This Is the Life.
If it means
how old was he then? Like two?
I don't know.
He was born.
Oh, is
that's all
like
that right?
52. Wow.
54, yeah.
He was born in 1952.
But say, yeah.
Was he?
He was probably a baby
right there. He was born in 52, so he was like a baby actor.
He's been in stuff his entire life.
And then he started when he was 11, Days of Our Lives, 1965 when he was 12, Fantasy Island.
Yeah. He played Jamie Lee Hogg in Dukes of Hazzard TV show.
Yes. I saw clips of that. It's pretty funny.
Heart to Heart, Hill Street Blues. You know who else was in a ton of stuff who's not as famous as him? Or is,
not
but
me.
People don't know?
Kathy Hopkins.
Yeah. No, The Most Interesting Man in the World.
What?
He was in
that guy was in like, he was in like everything in the 80s.
Yeah, he was in an episode of Star Trek, the original series.
Oh,
I'm sure he was on The Love Boat. He was on like all of those things. His name is Jonathan Gold something. I'm trying not to be racist. Hold on. I'm trying not to be inadvertently. Jonathan Goldsmith.
Whatever.
Jonathan Goldsmith is his name. And yeah, he was in like...
Can we address what's on Matt's arms?
What's on his arms? For the non-viewers.
You can't...
Are those fake tattoos? Because I don't remember you having tattoos.
You've never seen me in short sleeves, have you?
No. What do you have?
Well, there you go.
Have what do you have?
I've never seen me with my shirt off.
In real life, punk. I don't remember you having tattoos.
But I wasn't wearing short sleeves, probably.
I don't know. I don't remember what you were wearing that day 6 years ago. But...
You seem to be very familiar with my my body, evidently.
I'm just like, Matt is shy, okay?
Is this part of is this part of the Starman and Kathy fucks Matt show?
I got a haircut today. Okay. Nobody notices. Matt's giving me shit about his tattoos that I never noticed.
Well... I mean, those are two completely different things, aren't they? I don't know. The Most Interesting Man in the World was in Perry Mason in 1964. I mean, he started in The Naked City in 1963,
mm-hmm.
which I guess, you know, is later than Jonathan Frakes got mm-hmm. started. Perry Mason, My Three Sons, he was on Star Trek as an unnamed red shirt.
Yes, says. He was.
So he's dead.
I want to do that.
The Fugitive, The Wild Wild West, not the Will Smith version with spiders.
Now the Fugitive, the show or the movie?
The show in 1967.
Yeah.
Nice. Adam 12, The Virginian, Bonanza, Mission Impossible, the show. I'm just naming some stuff that I've heard of. Mannix. We're getting into Gunsmoke. Let's see. There's probably shows in here that Mike knows, but they're too old for me, so I don't know. Y5O, Eight is Enough.
Yep.
You can remember the connection of Eight is Enough with Jonathan Frakes then, so if you ever have to play a game where you have to, you know, do steps.
All the time.
Okay.
It happens. Rockford Files, Barnaby Jones, Charlie's Angels. Mm. Let's see. Chips.
You know, if you think about this, you listen to all these things.
Fall Guy.
How often do you have to name whether it's the original series, original movie, or the current adaptation or remake, whatever?
Yeah. Like Manimal. When are they going to make the new Manimal?
Yeah. I'm waiting on that, guys. It's hopefully next holiday season. Cross my fingers.
I'm surprised they haven't done a Fall Guy movie, actually. So Fall Guy, both this guy, the most interesting man in the world, and Jonathan Frakes were on the Fall Guy as well. How about that?
That would be the most interesting Next Generation.
General Hospital, St. Elsewhere, Space. That was a TV miniseries, I guess. TJ Hooker, Knott's Landing, Final Jeopardy, the movie.
Huh?
What? A-Team, Trapper John, D. Hardcastle, McCormick, Knight Rider, Magnum, MacGyver, Highway to Heaven, Dallas. Look at these. Dragnet. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And then the new Dragnet in 2003 as well. So
I wonder when he got Star Trek. Wait, are you talking about the most interesting man or?
I'm talking about Jonathan, most interesting man, Goldsmith in the world.
Star Trek. I wonder if he thought that the show was only going to be on for like a year or two or three or something like that, and then he wound up staying for like 7 and 4 movies.
You mean Frakes?
Yeah.
Oh, that could be. I'm sure. You know. Yeah, probably. I mean, because clearly Frakes did just anything as well. If you look through his would it be interesting if he was in the same episode as the most interesting man in the world of Fall Guy?
Mm. So
interesting together. I'm not the kind to kiss and tell. All right. what I was initially getting at with that segue 20 minutes ago was that the doctor, Stephen Moffat, says that the doctor could and should be a woman.
Ginger woman.
Well, that was well timed.
Is it?
This is what I said back before Capaldi was even named. I said that if they do a woman for the 50th, I think it would actually turn some people away.
Okay.
So I had a feeling that just to keep tradition, they would keep the doctor to be a man for the 50th, and then after that, they would more than likely start changing things up. And sure enough, that's probably what they're going to wind up doing. I can't wait. I actually can't wait to see who. Look, I love Capaldi, but they've got to get some better writers in there, for God's sakes.
They really do.
Capaldi is amazing, but man, just the stuff that they're writing for him. It's the same thing with Jenna Coleman. It's like Jenna Coleman finally breaks out this season, but they gave her shit to say, and they really need to change up the writing in that show. I actually, if they got better writing, I would love to see Jenna for another season. If they had good writing, because I think she's good as an actress. They just gave her a bunch of crap to work with.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm getting on a rant. There are so many people that they said could be the next female doctor, like I said, like Rose from Game of Thrones. I would love to see her, but maybe she's a little too young for the part. Helen Mirren?
Sure.
Well,
yeah.
And she's well-known in England.
True. So maybe she's well-known here, too.
She's great, but...
You're not going to get Joanna Lumley. I mean, I don't think that would work because nobody would take her seriously.
I think what it is, and if you look through them, they're not people that are necessarily super famous in the United States. I mean, and it doesn't have to be someone who's old either, you know.
No, but I think if you're going to give it to a woman, you've got to give it to somebody who's really going to kick ass.
Like,
and not just
Judy
stand
Dench?
There and deliver lines and point a sonic screwdriver. You got to, not only do you have to write good parts, Moffat, for women, but you also have to have somebody there that can do a lot more than just deliver a line and such.
Good, whatever.
Yeah. If you're going to put a woman in the doctor's role, there are a lot of things that have to happen. He's like, you have to respect that part.
Yeah. Like Dr. Donovan was, I think, one of the last times.
Not Angela Lansbury.
I actually really like back when.
Time travel, she wrote.
Yes. Murder than we generated.
How about Tilda Swinton?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, well, look her up.
Pretty, yes.
Everybody knows who she is.
I think Kathy should be the next doctor.
Really? Because I'm a chick and a ginger, because so finally both.
There you go.
Just saying.
I think that's totally fine. Okay, can I be a companion?
Maybe. Now, did you guys ever watch Snowpiercer, for example? By the way.
No, I've been meaning
to. I've been meaning to since you said it.
Seriously, so a friend of mine, like, he introduced me to Snowpiercer, and then I found out that a bunch of people have seen it or been trying to see it, and I'm like, how did I miss this boat? So I finally watched it the other night, and amazing. Tilda Swinton was amazing in it, and she is great at so many types of like character acting roles and everything else. I could actually nothing, but I could imagine her pulling that off. Really, I mean, she can look nothing like herself, and still do it. So she gets into it. So I don't know. That could be a thing.
See? There you go.
Yeah, I don't know who they could wind up having. But I want Capaldi to run for another year or two. At least.
What about... I'm doing a British actress kind of search thing. Kelly MacDonald from Boardwalk Empire.
Maybe
she might be a little young, but I don't know. I mean, she's my age.
You're so young.
She looks a lot younger than I do.
Mm.
Ooh. No, I'm just looking through here. Like I frequently mentioned British actresses, but see, that's the thing is that they don't get. They might be well, like even Capaldi. Like I knew who he was because I'm familiar with some of the other, you know. Shows that are out there. I don't think that, like, was he on The Newsroom or something? What was he on? What was his show? He was on that. It was on HBO.
I don't remember.
You don't know either. No, he was on something that was on in the US, but barely. Meanwhile, people in the UK know who he was. They knew who he was. He was really super famous there. I think that a lot of those people that they get are not necessarily well known here, but kind of well known there, maybe. So I'm trying to just look through this list. I don't know. And Helen Mirren's pretty well known in both places.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't be... I think the problem is they can't have someone super hot. And they can't have someone super old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's got to be this sort of... You know, she's got to be able to be kind of awesome. Helen, I saw that too.
Are you looking on the same actually, site that I am?
Yeah, you're scrolling across that thing at the top of Google. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Never mind. I'll show
you. I scrolled past that, didn't even think about it. But now that you mention it, she is so weird quirky that
I
it
think
might
that
work.
She would work. And oddly enough, I really think that Kate Winslet would work.
She's too
hard. I know I really think that Kate Winslet might work.
She's a great actress, so maybe.
Yeah, I feel like both for some reason she'd be viewed a lot of times as a younger Dr. Donna.
Yeah.
I feel like she would be more like that to a lot of people.
It's
difficult. You have to some slightly different enough than that.
Yeah. I think that if you give her the right script, the right direction, I think that she would kick ass in that role. I really do.
Yeah.
Natalie Dormer, another one that was listed in that list also. I think she would... Well, but the thing is about
she's
Natalie Dormer.
Young and too cute.
I think she's a little too young. I think
so too.
Actually, now that I think about it, no, she probably won't work. Not yet. A few years, she would.
Not yet. Did you see? Speaking of her, did you see the comparison they did of the woman that plays her mother on the show or her grandmother on the show, and what she looked like at the same age?
No,
they're like almost identical. It was really.
Oh,
well done.
Ooh.
I don't know where I saw that, but yeah. What about Emma Thompson? She's a little older, but...
Basically, yes. She's kind of actually good at character stuff, so...
Yeah.
There are so many... That's the thing about like British actresses. A lot of them have to go through the BBC first and do things there.
Yeah.
And you have to focus more on things like actual acting and storytelling and things of that sort before here, where it's like, oh, who's going to bring us money first? Because
right,
they have to,
right.
they have
to know
the finances.
Something.
Yeah, you have to actually know how to do stuff, actually. So there you. That's why you get the really good shows and the good actors and such that also get used a lot. So here, whoever looks hot, even if they suck at acting, Megan Fox, they get put into so many things that should not happen. Mm-hmm. You see things like, you look at Black Mirror or whatever, it's currently on Netflix or anything from the UK and other things. You know, you see actual storytelling and actors, even if they're not massively known yet, and they're working their way up. And that's how
Because Hollywood is like, oh, well, you make us money? Okay.
Yeah. Just because people can look amazing but not really be a decent actor.
Right. Or Hollywood decides who they want to make
famous
or whatever.
Yes.
I mean, it's a...
Ooh, you're right about that picture.
I know.
Send me a picture for the same her.
Dinah Rigg. That's who it is.
Yep. From the Avengers.
Yeah.
By the way, a quick everyone needs to watch Black Mirror.
No, not the Marvel Avengers, the British Avengers.
Yes. Yeah.
I remember, like, during my comic book phase, seeing the some listing somewhere of the Avengers, the not comic book Avengers. I was like, oh, there's a TV show. Let's check it out. And I was like, oh, what is this crap?
It's like, this is
not it at all. Nope. What about Alice Eve?
Too young,
too hot.
But I think that, again, she would do a good job maybe in 10 years or so. I think, you know, to be honest, I love Matt Smith as the doctor, but
I don't know.
Maybe somebody that age shouldn't be the doctor anymore.
The thing is, they, like, slowly crept backwards in age. You know, they kind
of... They did, but it worked. Marketing in terms of marketing, it worked. Worked like crazy.
It's a good way to bring it back more to also not just the people who really appreciate the story, like with Eccleston, but and Eccleston, an amazing thing to bring it back, even though he's only for one season for reasons. But
exactly.
To bring back super cute doctors and stuff, but who also could act well. That was different, and that was actually, you know, you had the marketing for, like, stuff and also cosplay and other things that they worked into all that. Because I think they're not dumb. They know people can also work certain things like running stuff to a convention and really bring about that and be fandom. Like, how many Eccleston cosplays do you see compared to Tennant and Smith?
Oh, yeah.
And it really, and they also want to buy stuff with both of them, the latter two and everything. So, I mean, they did that, and then after it was really established, not just among the people who really love the story of Doctor Who and everything and the whole experience, but then the people who just fell in love in their loin regions with certain doctors. You know, it brought in both sides.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What? Never. No, it brought in both sides and everything, and now they can bring back someone like, you know, current doctor and everything. So, I mean...
But they also kind of did it right by throwing hot companions in there. You know, you got the hot doctor for the girls. You got the hot companion for the guys. Everybody wins.
Basically,
I know so many 20-something girls who were way into Doctor Who when Matt Smith was there. And once they were like, hey, you know, here's Peter Capaldi. They were like, I've not seen any of those episodes. They did not care.
Because they're like, I'm totally into the hot doctors. And I know we're just like enthralled once they actually at least got exposed to the story because they saw the hot doctors, as you call it. As I would call it.
Fair enough. I mean,
and then they could cosplay the hot companions to be like, the fantasy is real, guys. So
to be fair, as soon as he said that there could be a female doctor, the first thing I thought of was, oh, cosplay for, you know, girls can be the doctor now.
Well, technically, can already just fem versions.
They could. Yeah. You're right.
Now, that's the question. Will there be male versions of the female doctor cosplay?
No, because male privilege.
Oh, okay.
White male privilege.
And that's the other show.
No, just fem war doctor, but yeah, never seen the other way around, though, huh?
Not very often, no. You don't see that.
The three of us will be we'll be talking on our next show, our new show, This Week in Melbourne.
Transgender cosplay.
Yes.
Or Fuck Matt, where we talk about everything and don't include Matt at all in this awesome conversation.
Damn it.
Yes.
Stop. Yeah. You're cut off. You're enjoying that way too much.
Who?
No.
You, Mike. I was talking to you, Mike.
Okay. Thanks. Stop.
Well, next time you buy a pet, make sure it's the ugliest, stupidest looking one you could find because it could make you $100 million.
Wow.
Oh, my, yes. No, make sure you do. Yes. Buy that.
Yes. Make sure you do.
All of them.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. Do you have a perfect pet?
Yeah, Grumpy Cat's owners made $100 million. Look, I saw it floating around on Pirate Bay. The Grumpy Cat Christmas. I didn't download it because
was that part of the Sony hack?
Yes, yeah. One of the Sony leaks was Grumpy Cat Christmas. No, which... it came out on Lifetime.
Aren't you?
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's. I am so bummed that I haven't seen that yet. It's, and contributed or not contributed at all to the $100 million that she has.
No. Unreal. Yeah. I mean, she was a waitress. I don't know. Look, I guess good for her. She was, if that's the true story, if the real story comes out that she was like approached by some Hollywood executive to be turned into a thing with a cat, whatever, I would not be surprised at all. But
who cares? I mean, look, it's fine. I don't have a problem with it.
But the fact that you know someone could, the fact that someone could have at least a sense to turn. And I have to say, yes, there is the issue with the cat has a genetic abnormality, I guess you could say, or something, that it's akin to a human having dwarfism or something, you know, being used to marketing things. That's true, but it really is true. But, you know, think about how often we actually do that. I mean, look at American Horror Story. You know, I'm a pretty girl. You know, things, we actually do consume all of that, so it's like, oh, okay, across the river to cats too. So, hey, internet.
I posted this story on my Facebook page, and somebody commented, "I like the cat. I hate the owner for exploiting the cat." And yeah. I'm thinking,
if she didn't exploit the cat. You never would have known about it.
Can you? Well, I'm thinking, can you exploit an animal if you're not like really hurting it or doing anything? It's just I mean, is that really exploitation? Can you exploit a pet?
You guys,
is that possible?
You guys, the cat is ditching class to go on photo shoots and stuff, and cocaine lines.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking like, I don't know if that's
seriously. It's gonna be requesting green M&Ms and all its writers now. I mean,
it's really harsh. A certain kind of tuna fish. Yes.
Yeah, like,
God, I don't. Okay, so let's just.
Light? How about albacore, guys?
The definition of exploitation: the action or fact of treating someone unfairly in order to benefit from their work, the action of making use and benefiting from resources. So,
you know, that cat probably gets out of the house more often now.
Okay,
how many cats are
attention.
Indoor cats? That's probably the indoor cat.
I don't think that there's any unfair treatment of the cat going on. Mm-hmm. Is what I'm saying.
No, I don't think so either.
I think it has more outfit life. No.
The cat has a better fucking life than I do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Come on now.
Fancy feast. You wish you had.
There's a picture feast. There's a picture of Grumpy Cat and J-Lo hanging out.
What?
Just saying.
If it's on the cover of Paper Magazine, then you know it's made it. You know, if it's a little butt hanging out.
There's a picture of the Grumpy Cat with its big ass.
Yeah. Pop a champagne into
champagne.
Its butt.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes. Oh, seems like... Ooh, so, let's see. I feel like...
Yes.
I feel like, speaking of...
I feel like singing.
Singing. Speaking of regrets.
Oh, no, none
speaking
of that.
Speaking of regrets. So, yes. Google is refunding... About $19 million of in-app purchases.
Wow.
That's a lot of million dollars.
How many self-driving cars does that make up?
Like 3.
0.5?
No, it's like, so you've heard the stories about people and their kids, maybe not, oh, I'm playing mom's phone or whatever on the Android, and I'm going to press a thing before mom or dad knows how to put this control thing on it.
Such bullshit, but yes.
But like, I've actually known people, I've never done had that my son do that or anything because, nope, maybe, I'll say why. But, you know, there are people who I've heard have their kids will actually make an app purchase or just make an actual app purchase itself, and it could be anything from, you know, 49 cents to $5 almost or something. And
freemium.
Yes, exactly. It's freemium. And that's the problem is some people did not know better, unfortunately. And at first, actually, yes, it's true. Google is not very clear with the Android stuff. Also, I guess iOS too, about how to make it less likely that a child will go ahead and maybe purchase something without the parent knowing. So now Google's saying that, and they've sent a bunch of people, and I got this actually too, because I have an Android phone, that's S4 still. And they've sent people emails saying, hey, guess what, guys? Just go ahead and click this thing, because you might be eligible for a refund or some sort. And you click on that, you go to your account, and you can actually click on things that you don't think you actually purchased. Maybe the kids did, and get refunded that. And they're probably not going to ask me questions. But, it was basically like a, it was like a 32.5 million settlement they made back in January this year. So people can request these refunds on these things. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. And say, oh, yeah, my kid made this. Just, you know, try not to go overboard.
Are you suggesting people do something illegal?
No, not illegal. Okay. Just
unethical.
Unethical, right.
Ethics, guys.
Right.
Be honest. So if your kid made app purchase, let me know.
Well, I'm sure it happens. I don't know. I sold something on eBay, and as soon as it was sold, and mind you, it was like this little bidding war at the very end. So... Mm-hmm. A little sketchy on the excuse. Oh, well, you know, I bought this. I didn't know my kid was playing with my phone and bought this. I don't know. I don't.
It's different than that versus a regular Google Play app thing, I think.
Maybe so. I don't have a lot of Google experience
with
apps, so I don't know.
On a small tangent, some developers are saying, or not developers, but some users are saying that this whole in-app thing is just bad form to begin with. And what Apple's doing now is they're saying that what they used to do is just say that an app is free across the board. Mm-hmm. Now they're saying that if an app is free and it has in-app purchases, it'll tell you ahead of time. Yeah. So
it does. Yeah,
I don't know. It's kind of a shady thing. I'm the kind of developer that would really like to have things up front. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, what I don't like about some apps, especially on the PC and the Mac, is that sometimes you can't try them and then open up some features later. Say, well, will this do the job that I want it to do? There's no way to know unless you either buy it up front or you try it and unlock some features. So,
which is why I like Android versus iOS. I like being able to download for free and decide. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. Like,
and that's the thing with this particular refund issue is it's anyone who's purchased between March 1st of 2011 and November 18th of 2014. And they'll get the email if they haven't already. They've already gotten it.
That's quite a span, actually.
It is. And that's the thing is because they were not actually incredibly clear, and it was just so easy for some people, I guess, especially some parents and stuff, to not realize that their kids maybe could click into certain things the moment they weren't looking, even if they could just pull the phone out of the damn purse and click, 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 whoops. And, I know that I would hang out with other parents of my son, and my kids, like, just shy of 10, their kids just shy of 10, and they'd be most of a decade older than me and still have no clue half the time what's going on with their app stuff and how phones worked. So I can understand that I knew more about how the phones and stuff worked and apps and everything compared to even them. Kids are the same age. So I can see how some just do not know, and there's only so much that people can understand immediately. And there's a certain self-blame thing, but when you're creating a product, you have to be able to at least warn the person who originally purchase the product. Listen, this is the thing we offer. Make sure you know this little thing in place, because you don't know this new technology as much as some people might, like your kids.
They need to be pretty clear about that stuff, because you're right. It can easily happen.
Yeah. And this is why I laugh when you have things like on Facebook that pass around when they're saying, you know why they don't have things like don't try this at home when we were kids? Because we weren't stupid. Yeah, you know the version of that now that goes back on you guys is the whole, you know, how your kids purchase Google apps or whatever apps behind your back or something because you don't know how to stop that because you're also stupid in that way.
Because you're stupid.
Yep. The kids
you're bored?
Now.
You're yawning?
I'm bored of this conversation. I'm going to go.
Oh, guys.
You guys can finish. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
No, no, you're right. No, you're absolutely right. Shut up, Mike.
Wow, that's two shut up mics in a row.
I'm just going to be over here looking at Natalie Dormer. I'll take that back. I'm going to be over here looking at Diana Rigg, 21-year-old Diana Rigg pictures.
Mm.
Oh, yeah,
nice
look
nap.
Okay,
sounds like a good night.
Hey. Sci-Fi working on a Superman prequel called Krypton. Let me guess, no Superman.
Gee whiz.
It was his parents.
I wonder why.
That sounds really.
Isn't Sci-Fi owned by NBC?
The NBC.
Yes.
So somebody at NBC probably saw what was going on with Gotham.
Of course they did, yes. Mm-hmm. David S. Goyer is involved.
How many years did this go on for? We already know what the end result is.
it's the way before. It's when before Superman's dad grew a mustache. I don't know.
Movies are out there, and like you'll see all these shows and movies that people are like, I know it's gonna end up, but I still want to see the story, guys.
I don't want to see any prequels. I don't care. I do like Gotham, though. To be fair,
yeah.
But I'm also just not giving a shit either. It's fine.
I haven't seen past the third episode.
Hey, you know what? Mark Hamill's going to reprise his role as the trickster on the
day. Yes, I saw that. That would be very interesting to see.
I'm excited. Kind of happy.
I tried to catch up on The Flash, and I fell asleep, so I don't know.
I've only been third episode of Flash, though.
What?
I've caught up on Arrow. I've only been third episode of Flash, so.
Oh, see, I didn't watch any of the Arrow. I don't care about Arrow. I used to watch the other Flash back in the 90s, so I do like Flash. Never read any of the Arrow, Green Arrow comic books. I never had any interest in Arrow at all.
And
so.
That's a good show. I have to admit, like, the first season's very CW, like some of our friends have said and everything. But they actually, in the middle of it, have decent story and character development. And then the second season really picks up once it establishes where it needs to be and gets the fan base.
I think you talked a little bit last week about the crossover of The Flash and Arrow. I read that it was a complete waste of time flop.
It was. Guys, we're friends. We're a little challenge, but we're friends.
Yeah, okay. I saw an episode where they were hanging out. Like, the first episode of Flash, he goes to visit him, and he's like, I got some weird thing going on. Yeah. So.
No, the crossover wasn't bad. Actually, it was like a. Right. It was. One was challenging the other. I'm not going to go into too many details or anything, but one was challenging the other and in their own little ways and everything, but it was like because Arrow has his own established shit and everything.
Right. But, he's got my own show, motherfucker.
Yeah, basically. But no, it was kind of interesting how that turned out. I have to admit, it was not as formulaic as I expected. So it's actually worth checking out, I think.
All right.
Yeah.
I heard missed the mark on a couple of places that had said that. So, all right. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Fanboy. Hate is gonna hate.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. This cool thing happened.
What else have we got going on? Orion launched and did its test thing. That was that spaceship. Of some sort.
The capsule designed to see if we can send people out and back past the point where we have before.
Shut up, Mike.
As far as the government will let us know.
So, on our first episode of This Week in Matt.
Hey, join us next week for Shut Up, Mike. that's the one with Kathy and I. Yep. No, Mike, but... No, yeah. I mean, it's, I thought NASA. This is the thing. Last I heard, NASA was shut down. Everything was privatized. They're going to space.
No,
it's not going to be NASA.
They're still working on
it. And then NASA's like, no, hey, we got a thing. We're going to do it. Okay.
This is great.
Great.
I have a couple of friends who have either worked for or have or currently worked for it, so it's, they love it. I mean, it sucks
me
that the government took had to take funding away and everything, but and most people who know better are really annoyed. Even in government, know better, but like they're still doing cool shit. Yeah. It's just they have to be more in connection with other stuff now than just the government here.
No, and NASA's still there. They do some things.
Thanks.
They're not knitting Morrissey dolls, but they're doing some things.
Thangs.
Thangs, space thangs. Morrissey dolls. Some woman just made some knitted Morrissey dolls, which are horrible and amazing.
No. No.
Really awesome. Probably awesome. Get your
Morrissey's ready. Horrible, so you know.
But the dolls are amazing.
Yeah. She made like three and everybody's like, I want them. She's like, oh, you don't only have three. Ah.
It's like, I want them. Frack. Yeah.
Much.
Why did I post them online on Etsy somewhere?
Oh, no. Yeah. J.J. Abrams' version of Star Wars. George Lucas has not seen any of it. Has nothing to do with it. Does not care.
Cares.
Evidently.
Hashtag bitter.
Yeah,
hashtag,
basically.
You signed your life away. I don't care.
There can only
he was supposed
one.
To be. He was supposed to be, like, somehow creatively involved or something, right?
J.J., stop.
I think creatively involved means Leia does not get to make out with the Wookiee.
As in, Lucas was going to tweet random shit at J.J. Abrams saying, dude, no.
I don't know. He handpicked J.J. Abrams and all this stuff, but someone asked him if he'd seen the trailer, and he said, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about it. I haven't seen it yet.
It's amazing
how you
did that.
Star Wars.
I don't know anything about it. Yeah. And they said, why not? He said, I see it in the movie theater. Movies. I like watching the whole movie there. I don't believe Lucas goes to the AMC to hang out.
I don't believe
I'm going to see George Lucas in the mile-long waiting line to get in when Star Wars comes out.
No.
He's not going to be hanging out.
You'll have a better shot of seeing Tim Cook at a Palo Alto Apple store than you would seeing George Lucas anywhere.
Yeah.
And let us not forget the time that somebody actually did bump into George Lucas like a year ago and asked him, are you going to do more Star Wars movies? And he goes, nope, no more Star Wars movies. Okay.
Well, a friend of the show hung out with Lucas and tried to get him get all of us into a hangout, and then didn't happen because
that didn't happen.
Failed. But, you know, she says, hey, look, after I said post this, she said, Lucas does go to do normal things. And I'm just thinking, maybe, but he doesn't leave his property if he does them.
I thought you were talking about the other time when some people were trying to get Lucas onto a something and didn't tell anybody.
That was the same time.
No, that was something different.
It's not like Lucas
is the same
there,
time.
Like, ranch or something.
No, it's something different. I'm talking about
That one. Well, no, they did get him on there.
They didn't tell anybody. Everybody in the United States went to bed.
Right. Well, I was in the UK when that happened, so I did see it.
He had feelings.
Well,
in his pants.
I did, but it's because it was during Indiana Jones 4.
Oh, and the Kingdom of the Crystal Vodka?
Yes.
Of the Crystal Meth, yes.
I went to my local liquor store today, and I saw the Crystal Vodka. Almost bought it.
The Crystal Head Vodka. It's good.
I've had one.
They have a small one, they have a bigger one, and the smaller one was like $44. I'm like,
what? Yes, I've got at least three empty bottles of that somewhere.
Vancouver, BC. I came back, I just got the airplane size one, which is still not. And it's like, but this big is.
Yeah. You got a little bit ahead.
A little bit ahead. As opposed to my current gnarly head. I give myself some gnarly head tonight, guys.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yes, no, I had Cabernet Sauvignon. But, it came back from my first trip ever to Vancouver, BC, when I was living in Seattle. And, I got the little sample size or whatever.
You flew?
No, I drove, guys.
Oh, okay.
I went through the whole duty-free thing, and got the... You said it again. I went and got the Crystal Head Vodka thing. The first time I tried it, it was actually really good.
It is good.
I I've been tempted to go to Costco and buy some because
get
Costco.
The, get some big head. Yeah, no, it's
I love a
it is good.
A lot of, so vodka. I mean.
Maybe for Christmas I'll try it or something.
Yeah,
you get some head for Christmas, perhaps, mm-hmm. if you play your cards right.
Better than my gnarly head that I have right now, because.
No, for sure. I've had a few bottles of Crystal. The best part is saving the bottle afterwards because it's a big glass skull.
Basically, yes. Got to save your head for later.
Yeah, well, you never know.
You know. Yeah. Get a memory.
Casey Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. I missed that at Halloween. I'm so sad.
Oh, did you miss seeing Dan Aykroyd? I missed him at, he was doing a signing at a local liquor store, too, when I was in Denver.
Yeah, he did a Costco, like 5 minutes from me in Burbank. And so it was like Halloween day, basically. And I was like, oh, great, that's amazing. But I was a kamikaze instead, so...
So you got to see me instead. Good.
Sorry.
Sorry I ruined that for you.
Gosh, you're not Dan Aykroyd.
Macaulay Culkin has a band and a video out.
Let's again?
Do this real quick.
And he's not dead?
Macaulay Culkin's pizza-themed... It's called Pizza Underground.
Yeah, it's been like
band.
That. It's been for like a year or two now.
Has it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's some video that just surfaced...
Yeah, he turned a bunch of words into like pizza stuff. And it covers
yeah,
songs.
It's weird. Yeah, there's a Velvet Underground pizza thing. All right,
oh, yeah.
I'll go check that
like,
out.
It's a shtick. It's interesting for a second or everything, you know.
It's the weirdest thing is the thing between him and John Cusack that's
what?
Going on.
I thought it was him
Cusack
and,
has a,
No.
Cusack has a Twitter account called Cusack Shakur, I think. And he posts pictures of Jesus Macaulay Culkin a lot, and like he does weird taggings under bridges of Jesus Macaulay Culkin. It's super weird. I think it's.
I've only seen the thing between him and Gosling, Culkin and Gosling, where they'll wear each other's shirts like and. Like imprints of each other's faces.
Oh yes, yes. There's that. Yes.
Yeah, wearing each other's shirts back and forth, and then it just gets more and more and more like Inception type of thing.
Yes, yes.
Which is actually pretty hilarious.
On Instagram, I think it's Instagram Cusack Shakur. I have to look it up.
This is what shot
but
me
yeah, he was doing like this whole thing with Jesus Macaulay Culkin and weirdness, and then Cusack kind of fell off the railing somewhere. Probably after the time he spent hanging out with Hunter Thompson and Johnny Depp, but
Hunter S.
Yes, not to be confused. Sorry,
Hunter F. Thompson.
Hunter S. Thompson, not to be confused with the Hunter No. S. Thompson
or Paul F. Tompkins.
Ugh. Anyway, he's been doing some weird like tagging under bridges of Cusack Shakur and things. I don't know, whatever.
Oh, jeez.
Related, unrelated, whatever. That's good. Mike, you still do shows? I guess you do, huh?
Yeah, once in a while.
Kathy, you still do shows?
Yeah, I was going to postman last week for Anxiety Tea Party, at Anxiety Tea Party on Twitter with TEA. But yeah, I was going to do last week, post it, but then my computer said, hey, guess what, I'm going to jack up again. So it's right. Actually, I'm going to post it again tomorrow, actually, so... Mm.
Is that weekly or monthly or what?
Well, for a while, like I had the hiatus thingy going on, and I came like, "Hey, I'm doing hiatus," and then I said nope again. So now I am hunting down now that I have finished some issues with my graphics card and everything else, reinstalled one. Hey, guys, it's actually corrected now for real. I was last week maybe. So. Yeah, should be finally going back up again.
Gotta get up, get down.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, what are your shows?
This Week in Trek, I do every Tuesday with Daryl, and World of Warcast, I do with Eric.
Yay.
All right.
Kind of delightful.
And I do this show, which is a Star Trek show. No, Star Wars show. can't even get the bad joke right.
Matt and I will be starting This Week in Kathy Hopkins.
What?
This week,
what?
Kathy Griffin.
Never. Yes. Kathy Griffin Hopkins.
I don't even want to know. Or maybe I do. All right.
because it's delightful.
Whatever's happening in Kathy Griffin and Kathy Hopkins.
Oh my God.
Do not tune into this show.
Or do.
Or the next one. Or do. You never know. Maybe.
And premature.
Maybe it will be an Inception thing where one is inside the other.
There are things that can happen, guys.
And we're going to sell that to some porn place. Johnny Rockmore, where are you? See you next week.
Later.
Sons of Carol's hateful sing. Glory to the drum roll king. Beats unheard of the simple.